What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Why I'm Thankful That the Muslims Never Conquered Latin America. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Cartagena. I usually come to Cartagena simply because the flights from Spirit Airlines to Cartagena, they're usually under $200. And then I just take a flight from here to Medellin and back. I know I'm kind of defeating the purpose of not flying directly from Lauderdale to Medellin, because the ticket to Medellin might be $250, but I'm spending like $80, $90 on a ticket from here to Medellin and back. So I'm kind of defeating the purpose by coming out to Cartagena. But there's something magical about Cartagena, guys. And that magical thing about Cartagena is that Cartagena actually used to be a Muslim stronghold, believe it or not. It was known as Nuevo Andalucía. Andalucía was the Muslim name for Spain. And of course, when the conquistadors, they came here, they changed the name from a Muslim name to a non-Muslim name to white Christian people. Now, I've been coming here for about 2 years, as you guys know. And I've been always asking, what if the Muslims never lost their stronghold in Spain, and the people here in Latin America, they'd all be Muslim and they would be speaking Arabic, not Catholic, and not speaking Spanish, but over the past 2 years and in the past year, I mean, we always knew the followers of Muhammad were scum, okay? We always knew that. We just didn't know how much of scum that they really were. I mean, after the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, decided to effectively genocide the Palestinians. Now, personally, guys, I don't care about the Palestinians because they're being punished. Now, I made several videos telling you that the Palestinians are being punished. You know, that's divine punishment, but I don't care about the Palestinians. But the past year, guys, has shown that the Muhammadiyans truly are scum. You see, at the end of the day, guys, the followers of Muhammad, they hate Muhammad and they hate Allah. Mm-hmm. You look at Erdogan, Erdogan was like, oh, Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, what you're doing is haram, you're going to be held accountable. And now the guy just did a full 180 and actually supports Israel going into Syria. So what does that tell you, dudes? Like, the followers of Muhammad, they want to go to hell. That's the problem, dudes, is that I've never seen anything like this with any other religion. Like, the Muhammadiyans, they want to go to hell, The Prophet Muhammad was sitting around the campfire at night, and they had a big campfire, and all the flies, they were going into the fire. And the companions of the Prophet Muhammad were trying to keep the flies out of going into the fire. And the Prophet Muhammad said to his companions, just like you guys are trying to keep those flies out of the fire, I'm trying to keep you guys out of the hellfire. But you guys are like competing with one another to get into the hellfire, okay? Which is very, very true, In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, you will follow the Jews and the Christians even if they went into the wolf's lair, which is obviously very, very true. So we have to be asking ourselves today, guys, why are the followers of Muhammad such horrible human beings? And it all goes to the fact that they're short, brown, and fugly. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are too low IQ to understand shit the first time around. The reason why the followers of Muhammad are scum is because they're short, they're brown, and they're fugly, okay? Because they're ugly compared to white people, because they are genetically inferior compared to us Jews, How can they be proud of themselves? They can be proud of themselves, okay? They have nothing to be proud of. You guys out there need to understand this and understand this really good, okay? Arabs were never meant to be leaders, okay? The whole point of Islam was for the Muslims to get rid of their inferior genetics by taking over white people land. And the Muslims at one point, you know, the Muslims could have taken all over Europe, but they lost to what? Val the Impaler, or, you know, the King of Austria or some shit like that, you know. So God, the God of the Muhammadians, purposely kept the Ahmeds from conquering Europe and from conquering Latin America. And that's because God knows that the followers of Muhammad are scumbags. He knows that, okay? So we're going to be talking about why you should not be a follower of Muhammad, okay? If you are a Christian or a Jew, don't become a Muslim. Don't do it, dude. As long as you believe in the one true God and the last day of judgment, that's all that matters, you know. The only thing Christians have to do is become Unitarians, okay? Thomas Jefferson was a Unitarian. A Unitarian means you believe in the one true God, that there's, you know, God in heaven, and Jesus is, you know, you can call him a prophet, you can call him a Messiah, you can call him a king, just don't associate Jesus with God, okay? If you, as Christians, genuinely believe that there's one true God, no association with, that's it, that's all you need to get into heaven. You don't have to be a follower of Muhammad. In fact, all the white people who accepted Islam, they all told me the same thing. They told me that these Muhammadians are the total and complete opposite of the Islamic religion. Which, again, it's true. The Muhammadians are the total and complete opposite of Islam. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, God gave his religion to the Jews, us Israelites. Then after we disobeyed him, not once, but twice, he gave it to white people. And, you know, what did white people do with the religion? They just discarded it. And he was like, okay, let me give it to these fucking Ahmeds over here. At least I know they're not smart enough to, like, fuck the religion over, you know. Because you all know the Jews, they play with the religion. The Talmud is just shit that the Jews made up. I don't have to tell you how the Christians played with their religion. You know, there's like, what, 400 plus versions of the Bible floating out there? Come on, man. So the Ahmeds, they don't have the brain power to play with religion. The best the Ahmeds can do is get on Instagram, go, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, give me money because I'm going to invest in a halal fund and you'll make, you know, your money back times 10, you know, shit like that, you know. That's the best the Muhammadians can do. They're not bright enough to play with the religion, okay? And if you look at the Muslims today, you know, a lot of Muslims out there, they're cheering the downfall of Assad, just like they cheered the downfall of Gaddafi. Because of Gaddafi, Libya was the best country in Africa. Like, they had free education, free healthcare, free homes. They were even given fucking free education in Europe as well. But what did they do? You know, they got rid of Gaddafi, and now Libya is like the worst country in all of Africa. Even though Africa has 56 countries and the vast majority of them are niggers, this just goes to show you, dudes, like, the Ahmeds, they just can't help but fucking themselves over. And again, it all goes back to the fact that they're short, brown, and fugly, you know. This is why the Muslims, you know, the first thing the Muslims did when they got, when they took away women's right and exterminated the Jews of Medina, first thing they did is try to get into Europe. They didn't go into Burkina Faso, you know, they didn't go into fucking Niggerland. They wanted to go into Europe, and that was their way of getting rid of their inferior genetics, you know. There's a Latino couple in front of me. The guy's acting like, you know, he's stoic. He's like on his phone. You know, he's acting like, you know, gray rock, I don't care, bitch. And the woman is like, you know, sitting next to him, shit like that, playing with him, you know, manipulating him. It's like, dude, just grab her by the pussy and fuck her, dude. That's what these women are for, you know. A lot of you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, you need to understand and understand this good. Only thing women are for is for fucking. That's all they're good for. Fucking and taking care of children, you know. I came to the conclusion, guys, that this whole red pill thing of maintain frame, bro, grab your junk and walk around town saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. It's all fucking bullshit, okay? What you need is a girl that you can have your way with her anytime, any place, and fill that pussy with your cum. That's all you need from a bitch. You know, this whole, you know, maintain frame, bruh, act like you don't care about her, bruh. Fuck that shit. You know, grab her by the pussy, make out with her, cum in her face. You know, that's what I do. Anyways, so getting back to the point of this video, which is, the whole point of Islam, really, guys, was to go into Europe and upgrade their inferior genetics, which is what they're trying to do today. Unfortunately, Muslims are so short, brown, and fugly that even the European women don't want to have anything to do with them. And again, this is why I'm thankful that the Muslims never made it to Europe. They never made it here to Latin America. Fortunately, guys, Latin America, you know, is far, far away from the Arab world. And, you know, obviously Arabs cannot come here by, you know, getting on a raft and, you know, going over the Mediterranean or going over a land bridge. So first of all, for Arabs to come here, especially low quality Arabs, it's impossible. Physically, it's impossible. Secondly, because they don't have welfare here in Latin America, you know, there's no reason for these people to even bother coming here to Latin America. In fact, tonight I was supposed to be in my Airbnb with the air condition on, listening to TFM, but apparently the electricity at my entire block was off, and I asked the Uber driver what's going on. He told me rolling blackouts. He told me because electricity in Cartagena is so expensive, every now and then the government turns off the lights in entire sectors of neighborhoods to save on money. So what does that tell you, right? You know, they do that in California too, believe it or not, you know. So it's not like a third world thing. At this point, California is a third world. That's why I don't live in California anymore. But point I'm trying to get across to you guys right now is that I am genuinely thankful that the Muslims never conquered, that Islam never made it into Latin America, okay? Let me tell you something about Latin America, okay? Yeah, sure, you got fucking prostitutes all over the place. Yeah, sure, you got homosexuals and tranny faggots. Yeah, sure, you got fucking drug dealers and murderers. But at the end of the day, the Latin people, they love God and his prophet. Opposite of that, the Mohammedans, at the end of the day, the Mohammedans hate Allah and they hate Muhammad. This is why they're being punished. Look at Latin America, dudes. Latin America is not being punished, okay? Why? Because again, at the end of the day, Latin people love God and his prophet, you know? The Mohammedans, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. But yet, they're going to do the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah. But yet, it's all virtue signaling. They're all fucking hypocrites. Listen, guys, I would rather have women walking around here, scantily clad, selling pussy, than walking around wearing a burqa saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You know, because at least the woman walking around here who are fucking selling pussy, yeah, sure, they're dead on the inside. But at the same time, they just don't have that hate and resentment toward God, Muhammad, and other good Muslims, you know. This is why I don't go back to the Middle East, you know. You know, by Mohammedan standards, I'm Jesus Christ by Mohammedan standards, you know. It's like, I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Vegas, I flew all over the world, you know. I'm supposed to be the most degenerate son of a bitch on the face of the planet, yet here I am, one of the most moral, upstanding people out there, especially when it comes to the fact that I'm a Talmid Chacham, a student of the wise, who studies religion and shit like that, you know. Like, believe it or not, guys, like, every woman I told no alcohol, she respected me for it. Except one Latin woman back in LA, like 10 years ago. It was her birthday, and she's like, if you don't buy me alcohol, you don't get to come home with me. I was like, nice knowing you, Sharmuta, you know. But other than that, you know, all the women I've been with, they know alcohol, Serdu, aka pig, hard no for me. And they respect that, you know. My ex, you know, my hojabi of an ex back in Egypt, the bitch wanted to get drunk. It's like, what the fuck, bitch? You know, your father, the Talmid Chacham, he's known in the community as a great Muslim, and yet here you are, you know, you want to get fucking drunk, shit like that. You know, what does that tell you, dudes? Like, the Muhammadians, they want what's haram. It's again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, they want to go to hell. It's like, come on, dudes. I mean, look, I get it, you know. Like, if you're a fucking single mother or you're like a hot girl, but you don't have economic opportunities, yeah, sure, you're going to come here to the fucking, you know, clock tower and sell pussy for $100, you know, an hour rather than... Because here's the thing, dude, like, minimum wage here in Colombia is like $250, $300 a month. And they work 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know. So, of course, you know, for some, you know, girl who's like an eight, you know, she can come out here to the clock tower, and in a few hours, she'll make more than if she worked, like fucking 240 hours a month. She'll make that amount in like 3-4 hours, you know. So, okay, I get it, right? But, yeah, it's not right being a fucking sharmuta. But at the same time, you know, these women, they don't have the type of hatred that the hojabis have for God. And the thing is, you know, again, I'd rather have hojabis walking around, busting it wide open, than acting like they're good Muslim. Because you make the religion look bad, you know. Like, when I walk around and I see these sharmutas at the clock tower, I know you're a sharmuta, bitch, you know. I know what you're all about, you know. But if you're walking around, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, you know, you, like, for example, dude, unless you're like one of those sad and pathetic passport bros, which I saw yesterday and I made a video about that, ain't nobody gonna walk around the clock tower and have some sharmuta, you know, pass by him, ay papi, and he's gonna think to himself, oh yeah, that's the mother of my children, we're gonna live together forever. Ain't nobody that fucking delusional as a fucking sharmuta. But when the girl is like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, you're gonna think to yourself, hey, I found, you know, the Virgin Mary over here. I found Mother Teresa, you know. But in reality, she's probably a bigger hoe than the freaking sharmutas who walk around here. And let me tell you something, man. Like, the sharmutas who walk around here, they're cleaner and they're more honest than a hojabi. That's facts. Like, the sharmutas who walk around here, dude, like, you gotta fucking wear a condom with them. They shower. They got, like, fucking spermicide, fucking antiseptic, shit like that with them, you know, because they gotta keep clean, you know. But the average woman out there, you know, she dirty as fuck, and she likes it like that, man. So, what you guys gotta understand is that at the end of the day, dudes, you really can't oppress people, you know. You really can't have people like doing shit against their will. There's a hot bitch in front of me, Afro-Colombiana. She's with a bunch of losers. You know, that's the thing, dudes. Like, a lot of women, they just like losers, you know. Look, I get it, girls. I get it if he has a big dick. I get it if he's like fucking Chad. But a lot of these women, they just go out as fucking losers, you know. And again, vast majority of women, you know, a woman might give you this idea that she's holier than thou, she's, you know, deserves the best, but a lot of these women, they just go out with straight fucking loser dudes. And again, a lot of these women out there, man, you know, they're not worth it, dude. They're not worth it. And we know that, like, the girl who just passed me by, I don't know if you guys can see them. They're probably gone by now. I don't know if you guys can see them. Where are they? No, they're gone. Oh, well. Like, that girl? Yeah, she's a sharmuta. She goes out with niggers. She goes out with losers, you know? You're not going to be like, oh, man, I want to take a crack at that. I want to take her home, introduce her to mommy. But with the hijabis, you know, they do the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah thing. Even the Prophet Muhammad himself, he said a woman can lead a good man astray. I told you about the Pakistani good Muslim who married a hijabi, and then the sharmuta in her had to come out. She divorced him. Then she went online saying that he beat her, he whipped her. You know, he physically and verbally and emotionally abused her. That's why she's a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta. And he ended up killing her and killing himself, you know. So now this guy, because he committed suicide, he goes to hell for eternity just because of some sharmuta who misled a good man. This is what I'm telling you guys. MGTOW is the only way out here. Like, for example, I got a couple of Colombianas out there. Do you think these dirty, dirty sharmutas are going to mislead me? Hell to the no. Why? Because I want that pussy, bitch. As long as I'm fucking you, as long as I'm coming in your face, that's all I care about, bitch. Anything other than that, I don't give a fuck. And that's how you guys out there should be. You should be grabbing bitches by the pussy, coming in their face, and just having your way with them, dudes. That's really what it all comes down to. Again, this whole alpha male thing, you know, maintain frame, be like a rock, grab your dick and walk around town saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. Fuck that shit. I want a girl that I can have my way with her anytime, anywhere, dudes. I want a girl that I can come in her fucking face, okay? That's what I want, dudes. You know, I want a girl that I can play with her in the back of an Uber. That's what I want, okay? And quite frankly, that's what you guys out there should want as well, you know? This whole good boy thing of, like, you know, dressing good and, you know, being on your best manners and fucking paying the bills and shit like that. It's like, no, dude. No, no. She wants dick in her pussy. She wants her ass cheeks clapped. She wants her hair pulled. She wants her butt fucking spanked. That's what these fucking hoes want. Okay, guys? So you guys out there, especially you Muslim sellers out there, okay? You gotta get it through your brain. If you're gonna be the nice guy, you're only gonna end up getting taken advantage of. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills who are too low IQ to understand things first time around. If you're the stereotypical nice guy, good guy, respectable guy, she's gonna walk all over you, dude. She ain't gonna respect you, okay? You know, like, the girl I'm going out with, guys, here in Colombia, you know, she knows. I catch her with another dude, she's gonna get her ass whipped. She knows that. She ain't dumb. You know, can she be cheating on me right about now and I don't know? Don't know. Don't care. As long as I don't catch any diseases, I'm good. But if I see her looking at another dude, I see her doing anything like that, you know, oh, that bitch is gonna get a good old-fashioned ass whipping. And you know what? That makes that pussy wet, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, a lot of Muslims out there, they just have repressed rage. Like, again, you guys take me for example. I have no inclination to drink alcohol, eat pork, or even go into nightclubs. Like, when I'm walking around here, I get these promoters coming up to me all the time, like, gringo, gringo, you know, nightclub, nightclub, free admission. I don't care about that shit, you know? I don't want to go to a fucking nightclub where there's 50 niggers in there grabbing their dick, you know, wearing sunglasses in a fucking nightclub at night, you know, thinking that they're going to get laid because they're like Jay-Z in his prime or some dumb nigger shit like that. You don't want to be, you know, for a dude to go to a nightclub, it's like, no. The only time you can go to a nightclub, guys, is if you're in Russia or Ukraine, all the men are fucking dead and you're like a Westerner, you know, and you're good looking. The guys, at the end of the day, looks fucking matters, okay? I don't care if you're rich or not, okay? Looks matter the most. Get that to your motherfucking head, okay, guys? The most important thing for a woman is looks, okay? If you're a fugly dude and you got money, you're gonna get taken advantage of, guys. That's just how it is. Oh, look, I got a new, guys, like my Tinder, like in America, I'd get like no Tinder matches. Here in Colombia, I have like 35 Tinder matches. I don't even look at them, guys, because I know they're either gonna be women who are gonna fucking drug you, murder you, scam you, shit like that, or they're gonna be fucking prostitutes who are gonna be like, hey, papi, can you wire me $100 or something like that? And, you know, I have not dealt with any woman on Tinder or even... Actually, I did deal with a woman on Bumble back in San Cristobal, Mexico. I still have her information. You know, she's like 40 years old. So, you know, she can't play with her pussy like a 20-year-old girl can, you know. But, yeah, guys, when it comes to, like, dating apps, shit like that, yeah, dudes. Unless you're fucking Chad and you're under 25, like, no. You know, especially if you're a Westerner and you're, like, in Latin America, you're gonna get gold diggers. You're gonna get gold diggers. You're gonna get prostitutes. And quite frankly, dudes, I just don't have the patience, or I just don't care about going through Bumble, going through Tinder, and, you know, trying to weed out the bitches, you know. A friend of mine, he's very, very rich, by the way, you know. He told me that he hires people to weed out the gold diggers and the prostitutes for him on fucking social media. Now, I can probably do that too, but I just don't fucking care, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like walk around, talk to people. You guys have to understand, with me, God willing, opening a restaurant in fucking Medellin soon, I'm gonna have access to higher quality women. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like a lot of times it's simply being in social circles, okay? That's how it works, dudes, you know? You just can't go up to some random woman and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? Like a certain PUA out there tells you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, you know? If you want a quality woman, guys, you gotta go through a social circle. That's just how it is, you know? Like the girl I'm with, I met her on fucking Facebook, you know? She does have a father. She has no tattoos. Yeah, single mother, two kids from two different baby daddies. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, in Latin America, that's just a fucking culture, dudes, okay? The only way you guys can get a woman who's not a single mother is if she's under the age of 18. That's just the fucking culture here, you know? When I was working at a refrigerated warehouse, like fucking 15 years ago, I was working with a Puerto Rican dude, funny as hell. He's like, hey, Amr, do you know why that the Virgin Mary cannot be Puerto Rican? I'm like, why is it that the Virgin Mary cannot be Puerto Rican? And he said to me, because there is no Virgin 16-year-olds. And that's just how it is, dudes. Like, here in Latin America, you ain't gonna find no Virgin 16-year-olds, dude. So unless you're willing to go under the age of 18, you're gonna be dealing with a single mother in Latin America. Now, you got the career woman, and, you know, they may not be like American feminists, but at the end of the day, guys, career woman, they want to be respected for their brain. They want to be like your partner. It's like, bitch, I don't want a partner. I want a girl who I can grab her pussy and come in her face and have my way with her whenever, wherever I want. That's what I want, motherfuckers. I don't want some girl who's going to be like, trying to be like my fucking co-pilot, bitch. You ain't my co-pilot in life. Oh, your job is to suck this dick and bust it wide open. That's your job, bitch. Okay? I don't want you to be like my co-pilot or my life partner or my partner in crime. Fuck that nigger shit, you know? So, you guys out there watching this, dude's like, I'm going to be 44 in like a couple of weeks. You know, if we go by the Islamic calendar, I'm like 45 actually, because the lunar calendar, which by the way is a divine calendar, I'm 45 at this point. It's just that the thing you guys need to understand, dudes, as long as you look young, you can attract, you know, like the girl I'm with, she's fucking 28, you know, so she's younger than me by like what, 16 years, something like that. So I can pull sub 30 woman. And if I go up the social ladder, you know, get access to higher quality woman, I can probably get women in like, you know, their mid early 20s. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio does it all the time, you know, so I can probably do something. That's the thing, dudes. Like, if you're like an American Chad or a Chad Light and you got some money and you come here to Latin America and you're actually willing to learn the language, like, Latin America is perfect for me because I fit in here. Like, a lot of these people over here, they actually like me because they think that I'm Brazilian, or they think I'm like, you know, I had a guy yesterday, Uber driver, he thought I was like Italian, you know. So there are people out here who think I'm like part white or something like that because of my height. And yes, I am part Italian, part Greek as well, you know. Like, I got DNA going all the way from nigger black in Western Africa all the way to like blue-eyed blonde white Ashkenazis, and then a shitload of Greek Middle Eastern in the middle, you know. This is why I'm telling you guys, if I ever see Coach Bitchpill, y'all gotta hold me back, because that nigger is gonna know who the real third flinking monkey is when I see his black ass. I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, yo, Omar, Coach Bitchpill is a lily white. Well, this video is not about tranny faggots who suck dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. Anyways, point I'm trying to get to across to everybody watching this here video, and there's a policeman coming my way. I think it's security. A lot of people do videos here. I'm sure he's gonna leave me alone. He's gonna pass by in about 10 seconds right about now. Yeah, he just passed by me. He didn't say anything or do anything. He didn't even look at me. I just like coming here, man. And again, you know, if Cartagena actually had decent weather, I'd actually like to be here. But the weather here, I mean, it's fucking December, guys. It's like the middle of fucking winter, and it's like 90 degrees out. Like I said, man, I'm supposed to be in my Airbnb listening to TFM with the air condition on, but because they got rolling blackouts for the next couple of hours, I can't be at my Airbnb. It's a fucking sauna in there, dudes. That's why I'm out here now, you know. And again, Cartagena initially was a Muslim stronghold in Colombia. Like, Cartagena, it used to be, again, Cartagena in the 1500s, it was called Nuevo Andalucía, which, again, it effectively was a Muslim stronghold here in Latin America, but the Spanish, they literally whitewashed the history. Like, Tacos al Pastor, which is very famous for Latin people, that's actually shawarma, believe it or not, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, I am genuinely thankful that the Muslims did not take over Latin America. And again, at the end of the day, Latin people, you know, with all their faults and shortcomings, the Latin people, thank you, senora, adios. At least this guy had the decency not to try to like talk me up like the other dudes, you know. But at the end of the day, guys, with all their flaws and shortcomings, Latin people, they love God and they love his prophet, unlike the Mohammedans who just want to go to hell, just for the sake of going to hell. Again, nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than the follower of Muhammad. Quite frankly, guys, you know, I don't know why people remain Muslim. I really don't know why a lot of Muslims remain Muslim. It's like, dude, why don't you become an atheist or something, you know? Like, leave the religion, dude. Like, if you actually had decency, you'll leave the religion, you know? Granted, you're gonna go to the hellfire, but at least if you left the religion and just claim to be an atheist, at least God might have some mercy on you in the hereafter. You know, that way you don't make the religion look bad. But like I said, dude, like all the white people who accepted Islam, they're like, yo, man, the religion is one thing and the people are the total and complete opposite of the religion. It's like, yeah, dude, they're all fucking hypocrites. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Mohammedans at best are useful idiots. At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors like Erdogan. And the thing is, the Mohammedans, they don't fucking learn, okay? The Arab Spring happened. The Middle East is worse off than before Gaddafi, before Mubarak, before fucking whoever, right? Now Syria is going to fall. And Syria is going to be far worse than Libya. And again, you got Muslims out there who are like, yay, the rebels are going to fucking liberate Syria from the tyrant Assad. It's like, dude, fucking ISIS is openly saying, we want to work with the Americans. We support the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. And again, dudes, like, Muslims want to go to the hellfire. It's like, look, dude. Again, I get it. You want to drink a little bit of alcohol. You want to fuck a hoe. You want to bust it wide open. You want to taste a little taste of the haram. I get it. We all been there, including myself. But the Mohammedans, that's all they want. All they want is haram, 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 haram. That's all these people want. Like fucking, you know, I went on a binge where I slept with multiple prostitutes. I don't do that shit anymore. Like, listen, dudes. When I walk around here, the clock tower, I get bitches coming up to me, offering themselves for like $50, okay? They don't do that shit with niggers, okay? So I can take a bitch here for $50, but I don't want to. It's like, I don't like that, you know? I don't like fucking sleeping with prostitutes, you know? I got it out of my system. I did it a few times, and I'm like, I'm good, guys. I don't have to do that shit anymore, you know? I don't drink alcohol because it's like, what's the point, you know? We all need sex, okay? You know, we all need sex, but we don't need to eat pork. We don't need to fucking get drunk, you know? Sex is a must. And this is, and before I end this video, for you Muslim cells out there, you gotta have sex, okay, guys? Sex, you guys need sex. It's a physical requirement for men, because I'm telling you guys, okay? When you got a beautiful woman and you're just coming all over her face, dudes, that's like a water pump with brand new pipes and it's working flawlessly. But if you're, you know, jacking yourself off, which is what most of you Muslim sailors do, that's like a water pump with fucking clogged up pipes. Eventually that motor is gonna go bad. This is why a lot of Muslims have prostates, ED, and other sorts of illnesses, because that penis of yours, guys, it was created by God to come like nobody's business, okay? But again, you guys whacking off, you know, fucking whacking off with your hands and shit like that, like fucking dudes, with me, I can hop on a plane, be here in 2.5 hours, you know? Let me tell you something, guys, like my Airbnb is literally, guys, I'm not exaggerating. We Jews have a bad habit of exaggerating. Honestly, dudes, like where my Airbnb is, if I had a pitcher's arm, I can actually probably like throw a stone at a plane. That's how close my Airbnb is, you know? And my girl, you know, I got her on my Airbnb page. So, you know, when my plane fucking lands, homegirl is at my place, legs up, the way I like it, dudes, you know? So I'm telling you Muslim sailors out there, you gotta find yourself an acceptable hoe, like Rom. Dudes, you guys gotta understand, dudes, if the bitch is 5 or above, she's a hoe. Don't come at me and be like, well, maybe, but no. If the bitch is a 5 or an above, she a fucking hoe. Man, this, you know what, let me flip the camera around. Is anybody looking? Let me flip the camera. They're over there, okay? Let me flip the camera back in case anybody gets smart. Nobody got smart, okay? Yeah, you guys seen it over there? Yeah, that girl is like fucking manipulating him. And he's a young dude, you know, eventually he'll learn. you know, she's manipulating him. He's like maintaining frame, shit like that. It's like, bruh, 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 bruh. Grab the bitch by the pussy. Have your way around with her. Pull her hair. Spank her motherfucking ass, dudes. You know, like, let me show you again. See that? She's taking advantage of him. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, dudes. Like, a lot of guys out there, they let women manipulate them, and they're trying to maintain flame. Like, the girl I'm with, dudes, like, no, you ain't mean. You know, this is one of the reasons why I really don't learn Spanish like I should. Because when you learn the language, the woman can manipulate you. But when you don't learn the language, you know, you just grab the bitch by the pussy and come in her face. And, you know, she, how's she gonna communicate with you, right? You know, she can't, you know. So, you guys watching this, you know, don't communicate with women. Don't let them manipulate you. She's manipulating the shit out of that guy. She really is. And, you know, again, he's a young dude. Eventually, let me show you. Is anybody watching? Let me show you. See that guy? Anybody? Yeah, she's manipulating him. See how she's on top of him? See how she's kind of consoling him and shit like that, dudes? Yeah, yeah, she's definitely manipulating him. And he's, like, trying to, like, hold it together. It's like, bruh, grab her by the pussy, slap her ass, pull her motherfucking hair, dude. Don't try to be, like, you know, maintain frame and all that fucking bullshit that yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha teaches you. Fuck that shit, dudes, you know. These bitches, they want to get fucked, you know. Bottom line, guys, you got to understand, dudes. Women, especially young women, they want to get fucked. That's what God created them for, you know. I mean, think about it. When tribe A killed tribe B, do you think these people spoke the same language? Do you think they even had the same culture or same anything? It's like, no, dudes. That's why when you take over a tribe, you fucking kill the men and you fucking enslave the woman and you get to have your way with them. You know, I'm able to do that here without having to kill anybody or beat up anybody. And this is why I'm saying, like, the Prophet Muhammad said, this time is so bad that a guy will walk past the grave and point to the inhabitant of the grave and say, I wish I was in there rather than you. This is how bad today is for fucking beta males and incels. But for somebody like me, this is the best time ever, dudes. Like, bro, I can hop on a plane, Lauderdale, Cartagena, 2.5 hours, $100 ticket, because, you know, I got so many reward points with the trash airlines, or I mean Spirit Airlines. And again, my Airbnb, literally, dudes, and I'm not fucking exaggerating when I say this, if I had a pitcher's arm, I can hit a plane with a stone from where my Airbnb is. That's how close the Airbnb is to the Cartagena airport. And my girl, she's already there, dudes. You know, she checks in. She gets ready for me. All I have to do is come on over and start coming in her face and grabbing that ass and pulling that hair, dudes. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to do. But at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this and understand this really good. At the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to looks, okay? If you're Yogi Ops short or Coach Pitch Pill Fugly, just forget it, dudes, okay? This whole, oh, I got money. No. This whole money thing, you're just going to get yourself fucking gold diggers and opportunistic women, dude. I don't want that, dude. You know, I was married to one of those hoes. I divorced that bitch in less than a month because I'm like, okay, I got me a professional gold digger, okay? Because I'm telling you guys, like, fucking the girl I'm with, I get to have my way with her. I get to do whatever I want, you know? Like, my ex, she was like, we're partners. Let's talk about this. It's like, nah, bitch, I married you so I can fucking fold you into a suitcase and have my way with you, not so we can talk about shit. Fuck that shit, you know? That's what you have your girlfriends for, ho. Leave me the fuck alone unless you're going to fucking suck my dick, you know? And this is what a lot of you guys out there got to understand, dudes. This is all about turning women into fucking suitcases and coming in their face until you can't come no more, you know? Like, honestly, dudes, like, I don't have any cum in me because, you know, it's all over my girl, you know? So, yeah. It's like, don't talk to a bitch, dude. Just fuck the shit out of her. And again, this is one of the reasons why I like foreign women. It's because you don't speak the language and, you know, what else are you gonna do other than grab their ass, spank that hair, you know, or, you know, pull that hair, you know? That's why I like foreign women. And again, guys, I mean, think about it, right? When Tribe A killed all the men of Tribe B, they have nothing in common with the woman. So what are they gonna do? They're effectively speaking, they're gonna fucking rape the woman, effectively speaking. Now, as we all know, conquered women don't get raped. They actually like it. I mean, are you guys aware that Rome got its start by raping women? Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills who are too low IQ to understand things the first time around. Rome got its start by raping women. Go look it up. Go on Google, type in, did Rome get started by raping women? Yes, they indeed did rape women. That's how Rome was able to get its start, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, women like to be raped. They don't want to be raped by, you know, 5'4" curry sales. They definitely don't want to even get to be looked at by fucking, you know, fanny faggots who suck big dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia, you know. You gotta be fucking good looking dudes, you know. But other than that, it's fucking rape. Again, I mean, like, fucking women all over the world, they say Jeremy Meeks can't rape because he's so fucking hot, he can't rape a woman, you know. Rape is reserved for, again, curry sales and, you know, trendy faggots, you know. So at the end of the day, you guys out there gotta understand this and understand this really good, you know. If you're short, brown, and fugly, then you should go to the nearest grave site and, you know, point to some dead person and be like, I wish I was in there instead of you. That's just how bad your life is gonna be. But if you're a somewhat decent looking dude, you're not a midget, you're not a kiwi cell, then yeah, dudes, like, you know, there's a chance for you. You just have to be smart about it, you know. Fucking leave America. Like, again, dudes, like, in America, nothing happens with me and woman in America. Fucking hop on a plane 2.5 hours later, I got me a hot Venezuelana who makes me come like nobody's business, you know. So I'm good from that front, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, like I said, dudes, the problem with the Mohammedans is, first of all, they're short, brown, and fugly, so they kind of hate God for creating them short, brown, and fugly. At the same time, because they are so repressed, like, it's a known fact that the Middle East is the number one geographical location for porn. And again, porn is not good for you. Like, guys, I have not watched porn since 2009. I have not watched porn since 2009. That's fucking 15 motherfucking years ago. Why? Because if I want pussy, dude, it's not that hard for me, okay? Go to a pub, but, you know, I don't even bother with America anymore. But back in the day, just go to a pub, you know, some girl is going to come up to you like, hey, what's your name? Well, not what's your name, but, oh my God, you're tall. How tall are you, you know? Shit like that, you know. Listen, dudes, you guys gotta understand, man, this whole thing that women are embarrassed of approaching men and shit like that, that's fucking cope, dudes. This is fucking 2024. If a bitch wants your dick in her pussy, she's gonna make it known. I've said this before, and I said it a long time ago. Men no longer pick up women. Women pick up men, okay, guys? So listen, dudes, like, again, in my case, a woman can come up to me and be like, oh my God, how tall are you? I'm 6'3". And if I like the bitch, I'll be like, what's your name, you know? If I don't like the bitch, I'll be like, hey, I gotta go hang out with my friend. Nice knowing you. Bye-bye, you know? Again, this whole women are embarrassed or ashamed or, you know, they're docile or they're coy. They just don't like approaching men. It's fucking cap, dudes. It's fucking cap. This is what a lot of these red pill people out there tell you because they want you to buy their course. They want you to pay them $1,000 an hour so they can tell you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha over the motherfucking phone. But at the end of the day, guys, women pick up men. Women have like zero inhibition from approaching men. And again, dudes, like when I walk around the clock tower, I get these fucking prostitutes. I poppy, you know, they whistle at you or pss, pss, pss. You know, it's like, no. And the thing is, I've picked up prostitutes from here before, and you know, they'll charge a nigger $200. They charge me 200 pesos, which is like $50, you know? So, yeah, this just goes to show you, dudes, even if you're dealing with a prostitute and you're like a good-looking dude, they'll fucking give you a break on the price and they'll bust it wide open for you, no problem. Again, guys, I don't do that anymore because I just don't fucking like it, you know? But for a lot of you Muslim sellers out there, that might be the only path you guys have. And again, dudes, you guys need to understand, man, you need to come in a girl's pussy, okay? Coming in a girl's pussy is a world different than you, like, fucking jacking off on your own. Big, big difference. When you jack off on your own, dudes, you know, you get groggy, you get sleepy. But when you come in a girl's pussy or on her face, like I do, you get rejuvenated, you get energized, you feel good. You're on cloud nine, shit like that. So, at the end of the day, guys, Latin America, you know, Latin people, they love God, they love His prophet. This is why Latin America, for the most part, nothing bad really happens here, guys. They don't have war, they don't have fucking earthquakes, they don't have, like, Latin America, guys, for the most part, is pretty damn, you know, it's pretty damn, I don't want to say safe. Like, for example, dudes, like, yesterday, I was a quarter mile away. I was by the beach yesterday waiting for my Uber. And the police rolls up to me on a motorcycle. And I'm like, soy norteamericano. It's para aquí, para Uber, you know, letting them know I'm waiting for Uber. And they were like, they told me, but at the same time, they used hand gestures because they don't know if I, like, understand Spanish. And they're like, you know, put your phone in your pocket. Otherwise, and they went like this, you know, which means, you know, you're going to get killed, you know. And again, at the end of the day, dudes, Latin America, depending where you are, what time of day, what location you're in, Latin America can be very, very dangerous. Like, for example, when I was in Cancun, there's like a pub that's literally 50 feet away from Fifth Avenue, where, you know, Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen, that's where all the gringos go, you know. But there's a pub that's all fucking Hispanics, all Mexicans, literally 50 feet away from the gringos. And you, as a gringo, you can't go there, you know. I tried going there once. They would not let me in. But fortunately, I actually been there before on a Wednesday, and nobody was in there. And the bartender, he was cool with me. So when I went on a Saturday where it was full, you know, the security was like, gringo, you can't come in here, you know, too dangerous for you. But the bartender, he recognized me, and he waved me, and he's like, oh, he's bueno, let him in. And I'm telling you guys, you know, walking around that pub, even though it was 50 feet away from fucking where all the gringos are, I'm telling you, dude, if you bumped into the wrong person, you would have been dead on the spot, you know. So Latin America, at the end of the day, guys, depending on where you fucking are, Latin America can be very dangerous. Like, where I am right here, you know, because of security, police, all that shit, you know, I don't have to worry about somebody, like, stealing the phone or killing me. But if I go, like, fucking 100 feet out there, you know, in the dark alley, or, well, not even the dark alley, like, you know how they have a corniche, like, you know how they have, like, a highway that goes parallel to the ocean, you know, every country has it, obviously, you know. So when I'm outside and I'm by that highway that goes by the ocean and I'm like the only person out there, you know, yeah, it can get dangerous, you know. So I don't want to say that that Latin America is like safe, but it's kind of like protected by God in a way. You don't have you don't have the shit happening in America or in Europe or in the Middle East here, because I mean, think about it, dudes. So, like, the Ahmeds are getting fucking decimated because they hate Allah and Muhammad. You know, look what's happening to Western civilization, because Western people, you know, they may not hate Jesus, but they definitely discarded their religion, you know. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. Like, Christian people discarded their religion in the West. So this is why they have all these faggot trannies and all this bad shit, satanic shit happening. But here in Latin America, yeah, sure, they got, like, homosexuals and shit like that. But at the end of the day, Latin Americans are conscious of religion. They didn't discard religion. And again, most important thing is they love God and they love His prophet. And in return, God kind of keeps this place, you know, blessed and relatively safe compared to other parts of the world. Oh God, there's holy shit. You know what, let me show you. Faggot trannies is a fucking charmuta. See, that's the thing I took notice of, guys. These hoes, they only go out as, like, fucking faggot trannies, or they, like, fucking go out with charmutas. That's what they do. Faggot trannies or fucking losers, you know. I don't know, guys. So at the end of the day, dudes, yeah, you guys saw them. I'm not gonna flip the camera. I can beat the shit out of these dudes. I mean, they're all fucking faggot trannies. You know, Coach Bitch Pill probably would love to be here right about now. Yeah, even though we got fucking faggot trannies here, you guys gotta understand, dude. Like, these fucking faggot trannies and shit like that, they know if they try to make their bullshit mainstream. It's not me. He's telling somebody else to leave. Oh yeah, some guy is probably trying to pee. Yeah, it's not me. I think some dude behind me. Can you guys see him? Them guys right there behind me. I think one of them was trying to, like, fucking pee, you know. And the security guard was like, "What the fuck are you doing, motherfucker? You don't do that shit here, you know." So again, guys, it's been almost an hour, and again, security, they leave me alone. I come here all the time, you know. I speak English, you know. I fucking don't look like fucking Coach Bitch Bill or, you know, Yogi Obis, you know, thank God. So they leave me alone, you know. So and that's another thing, dudes, like, and I'm gonna end the video on this because it's been an hour. My hands are fucking shaking. When you're a Westerner and you come here, like, if you're like a 6 in America, you'll automatically be an 8 here. And again, it's all about looks, dudes. Like, don't be fucking Yogi Obes or Coach Bitch Pill. Like, you're like a 2, and then expect you're gonna be like a fucking 8 when you come to Latin America because you hopped on a motherfucking plane. It don't work like that, dudes. I don't want to give anybody here false hope, dudes. Like, there are very, very few Indian people here in Latin America. you know, they're all mongers, but at the same time, they don't like fucking, they don't like, ugh. They don't like Indians, dudes. Like, nobody likes Indians. So, if you're a curry seller and you're watching this, don't expect to come to Latin America and expect to be a fucking eight, you know, when you're a fucking curry seller. I mean, look, dudes, you can be born in India. It's perfectly fine to be born in India, you know. Just don't look fucking Indian. That's a motherfucking problem, you know. Again, perfectly fine to be born in India. Just don't look like a fucking Indian, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, I don't want anybody here to think, oh yeah, man, I'm like a 2 out of 10. I'm gonna hop on a plane, you know, 3 hours later, I'm gonna be in a foreign country, and now my SMV is gonna be like a fucking 8. Sorry, dude, at the end of the day, the most important thing out there is looks. You know, I'm 6'3". Height-wise, I'm good, dudes. Like, literally, dudes, I'm like, take away a few gringos, I'm like the tallest motherfucker in Colombia, dudes. Real talk, you know. Again, take away the few gringos here, I'm like the tallest person in fucking Colombia. So at 6'3", dudes, I'm like 10 out of a 10 when it comes to being 6'3". Now, when it comes to, you know, the age, you know, the fact that, well, I gained some weight. I'm still under 250 pounds, you know. So it's not like I'm fucking morbidly obese or anything like that. You know, the face, you guys can see the face, might need some fillers and Botox. But then again, the sunscreen has been doing a really phenomenal job. But at the end of the day, dudes, like, body-wise, height-wise, you know, height-wise, I'm like a 10. Face-wise, I'm like a 6. Body-wise, I'm like a 7. So I'm like, what? That makes me like, what, a 7 or an 8? I'm like a fucking 8 here, you know. If I was like 20 years younger, you know what? If I was 10 years, dudes, if I was 10 years younger, I'd be like a fucking 9. If I was 20 years, yeah, let's say, if I was like 15 years younger, I'd be like a solid 9 here in Latin America, dudes, you know. So again, if you're a fucking short, brown, fugly Muslim sale or curry sale, don't come here and expect, you know, that your SMV is gonna go anywhere. Just it's not gonna happen, dudes. I mean, I don't want to give anybody false hope, you know. Like, in America, I can get bitches, but the bitches I get in America, for the most part, they're nowhere near as beautiful as the bitches I get over here. And the beautiful bitches in America, they like to play like the long game, shit like that. It's like, bitch, I don't have time for that, dudes. I wanna come in your face. I'm not gonna play your retarded games where you text me and then you like disappear for like 10 years and then you text me back as if nothing happened. It's like, bitch, I ain't got time for that, bitch. I can hop on a plane, come here, fuck a few hoes, make a U-turn, go back to America, you know, and not have to come in a girl's pussy for another couple of weeks because I come so much being here in Latin America, dudes. So at the end of the day, dudes, they got like 2 hot girls. I think they're fucking gay. I genuinely think they're gay. And the girl, I wonder if that's a tranny faggot. Is there a tranny faggot? I don't think she's a tranny faggot. Do you guys... Is there a penny faggot? I don't think that's a penny faggot. Like I said, I don't wanna turn the camera around, you know, get people's attention. But yeah, dudes. Anyway, guys, so I'm gonna walk around a little bit. The Uber driver told me that these blackouts last about 3 hours. So I think the blackout started at probably around 10 to 1. It's close to 1 at night, obviously. So I'm gonna walk around a little bit, maybe get myself a donut or something like that, and then go back to my Airbnb. Hopefully by that time the light is on. I really want the air condition, dudes. If it isn't for air condition, my Airbnb would be a sauna. That's just the Nagasaki Hiroshima truth of the matter is. And like I said, dudes, at the end of the day, yeah, you got fanny faggots, you got fucking prostitutes here. But as long as that shit is contained and it's not allowed to, like, you know, become mainstream like we have in America, then God is going to be like, yeah, I get it. You know, you got to have a little evil here and there, you know, like, look, dudes, like, we all have to have a little haram here and there, including myself, you know. But you Muslim cells out there, woo, you guys want that haram, and you want it simply because it's haram. And that's fucking sad and pathetic. And this is why, you know, the Middle East is going to be fucking exterminated, you know, very soon, you know. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.